This is TechStrong TV.
I'm Bonnie Schneider for TechStrong TV, and joining me now is Oliver Bolton. He is the CEO of Earthly. Oliver is joining me from London, and it's really a fascinating story about how Earthly got started and where it really stands in this emerging field of climate technology. Oliver, thanks for joining me, and I'd love to hear more about Earthly.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And so Earthly is a platform that connects businesses with high integrity, high quality nature-based solutions. And, you know, our typical customer might be a company that's committed to net zero or a company that wants to become regenerative and give back more to the planet than they need to take to exist. And so, yeah, we support businesses, you know, looking to protect and restore our planet.
So how does it work? How does the platform start from beginning to end for the user?
Yeah, so typically our larger customers come to us and they've already looked at their carbon analytics and they already know their carbon footprint. And they've, you know, typically worked on reduction strategies. So they come to us with a very specific kind of need to support a nature-based project for a certain amount of tons. And so what we do is we find projects that align with their values in the geographies that are relevant to them. We connect them with the projects, and then we help them monitor the progress of the projects over time, and then we share back information about the stories linked to those projects that they can then share with their stakeholders and community.
What about the visualization tools? How can someone sort of get an idea of exactly what's happening with their nature-based solution that they're looking to give back towards?
So one of the challenges that we've identified is actually nature's quite abstract. And you talk about a million trees that's being planted and it sounds great, but we find it hard to comprehend exactly what that looks like. So we've developed a 3D island, and on that island is a 3D visualization of the projects that you've supported. So there might be a rainforest project, a kelp seaweed, a regenerative farmland, a bit of grassland, and that's represented on the island. And the more that you support a project, the larger it grows, and the larger the island grows. So suddenly it's a really kind of emotive and engaging way to see and follow your progress and support of nature over time.
That's really interesting, because you're right. Obviously, if you're planting trees, it takes a lifetime to really see the results of that. How did you come up with that idea of creating an island for the project?
I think it's really about, you know, it's creating a visual tool that people can be really proud of. And typically what happens is people invest in projects and then they kind of forget about them. Whereas with the island, the investment always stays on there. And so you have this kind of scenario where you want to add to it and you want to grow your island and you want to show a sense of progress. And, you know, it just helps accelerate, investments into these projects and, you know, takes people on your nature investment journey. And we've had some really positive feedback from the customers that are using it.
And do you find that obviously climate tech is such an emerging area? So many people are in the sustainability space and they want to be in it. So how have you been able to keep up with demand and interest in Earthly?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, like with any marketplace, you know, we're constantly speaking to projects. We're making sure we have supply. But one of the tools that we developed is a quality assessment tool. So we can screen nature-based projects looking at the carbon, biodiversity, and social impact. And we found automated ways to do this. And what it's meant is that we constantly have a pipeline of high quality, high integrity projects sort of coming through that have been mapped out that we can then offer to the businesses that we're working with. And, you know, as we've grown up our clients, we've grown the projects we're working with, and we're kind of building up both sides of the marketplace at the same time.
And how are you made aware of the projects, since so many are happening around the world?
Yeah, we have a research team who are constantly exploring and you know, discovering. We have a lot of projects that are now approaching us as we're kind of building up a reputation. We have a scientific board of 8 experts who are recommending projects to us. But one of the main tools that we use is we have a machine learning Python script that screens the public registries of registries like Verra. And they look for certain keywords and data points and create shortlists of what we believe are high quality projects. And then we then go through and we conduct our more detailed project quality assessment on those shortlists.
Is that machine learning, was that something that you started once the company got going? Or is that something that you out of the gate, you figured this is how we're going to do it?
Yeah, no, we built that over the last 12 months. So we started 2 years ago, and you know, it started off much more manual, and we've automated processes sort of over time as we've grown.
Yeah, there really is a lot of automation. Every company is looking to become more digital in what they're doing. When the clients are coming to you and they're looking for an investment in nature and they want to make a difference, is there one particular area that is attracting them more than others?
I think we're seeing more and more companies come to us with biodiversity being a key focus, and you know, so looking beyond carbon, which is really exciting. Increasingly, we also have those that are looking at the social side, and so like female empowerment has been a big sort of trend area for us. But what's great is that people are kind of looking at the full picture, and you know, and you know, ultimately businesses want to make sure they're investing in these high quality projects that are going to survive and thrive, you know, over the decades ahead, you know, with sort of locked in changing weather to be expected in the years ahead.
You mentioned the automation that you're doing now. Is there anything going forward that you would like to do and become a little more in the digital space with Earthly that you're not doing now?
Yeah, I mean, we have an API which allows customers to integrate nature investments sort of within their business models, connected to sales or to be used as rewards. And so we have plans to kind of expand that out and to to have a more intelligent API that can also show like granular co-benefits from the projects. So it might be minutes of education or injections delivered to a local community linked to an investment. So that's something that we're planning to map out further. And again, with the 3D visualization, we want to support more interventions, and we want to really kind of evolve that experience so you can explore the projects within that 3D environment. So we're spending a lot of time looking at kind of WebGL technologies and, you know, working out how we can kind of really push the bar in that area.
That is interesting. I'd like to talk a little bit also about your background, because you're an entrepreneur, and what drove you to this space for climate tech? Why did you decide this is where I want to put my energy?
I think for me, I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years now, and I think, which is all my career. And for me, I actually took my previous business through the B Corp process back in 2015, and it was a founding UK B Corp. And that really opened up my eyes for structuring a business for impact and for purpose. And with Earthly, you know, I really wanted to create a company that had purpose at the heart of what it was doing. And it was around the time of the birth of my son, where, you know, the real kind of catalyst for me was thinking about future conversations with him. And at the same time, I was kind of aware of the situation we were in with regards to climate and biodiversity. And I kind of imagined this future conversation where he would challenge me and say, you know, look, Dad, you knew the severity of the situation. What did you do? Mm. And that really kind of triggered me inspired me to, you know, to dedicate the rest of my career to having an impact in climate and biodiversity.
That's really great. And the people that are coming to you to use Earthly, do you find that they have a similar sentiment to that?
Yeah, it's a question I always ask, like, you know, what are their drivers for investing in nature? And, you know, sometimes it's climate leadership. It's a personal passion from the CEO linked to the company. You know, sometimes it's our competitors are doing this, or we have pressure from our customers. So, But increasingly as well, like, you know, what companies are seeing is investing into nature can also have a return on investment, whether that's increased sales, whether it's increased engagement, whether that's customer, employee acquisition or retention. And I think that's going to be the lever that's going to unlock, you know, this and engage the mass market mainstream companies who, you know, who can understand not only is this the right thing to do, but actually it makes commercial sense as well. So really hoping that can be a lever to take things to the next level.
That's great. For the projects that you mentioned, have you seen in just the short time that you've been doing it any technological advances in how, let's say, their a biodiversity project is being conducted, or how we're trying to reduce waste of natural resources? Just from your own impression, since you're sort of overseeing and you have an eye on so much that's happening globally, what have you seen in the technology space that's advancing this cause?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's three things to call out, and you know, the first will be no surprise here is all of the geospatial technological advances that we're seeing. But specifically for biodiversity, the two areas that we're most excited about are firstly eDNA, which is where you can take a water or a soil sample and you can actually see the species and the creatures within a 10-mile radius from that sample that are sort of in the vicinity. And if you take samples on a periodic basis, you can see if there's an increase or a decline in, you know, biodiversity. And then the other area, which is really fascinating, is bioacoustics, which is essentially strapping a microphone to a tree and listening to the insects, listening to the keystone species, the birds, the bats. And again, you can track over time and see if they increase or decrease. And I think those two technologies, and we have pilots running with project partners this year, are really exciting. And we're keen to bring in as much monitoring and verification that we can with the projects we're working with.
That is so interesting, especially the bioacoustics that you mentioned. And I say that because people are, whether they're using their apps or at home, they listen to sounds of nature. So you always have the sound of the ocean or the sound of a forest or a natural fire going, fireplace. I wonder if that's going to be the next thing, the sound of the trees, the birds and the bees out there.
No. I think, within us, I think it stirs up some kind of primordial sort of instinctual kind of reaction with us. And again, completely, as you said, the sounds that we're recording, we're looking at then porting that through into the 3D island. But it fits with the bioacoustics, fascinating, because you get that ongoing monitoring and you get the morning dawn chorus of birds. And it's amazing technology. And we're really excited to be, to be working right at the forefront of biodiversity monitoring.
So is Earthly, you're the CEO of Earthly. Are you working on any other projects in the climate tech space?
No, I'm dedicated 100% to this project and, as I said, committed the remainder of my career to this space. And we have a 1 gigaton goal for 2030. So removing a gigaton of carbon via nature. And so that's the, that's the big focus for us. And we're on a path to achieving that. So just keeping our head down and looking to grow the businesses we work with and grow the projects that we work with and, push the bar with regards to project quality and project integrity, help other projects sort of improve the way that they're doing things and, maximize the good that we can do.
And speaking of growth, when we're looking in the tech field, 2022 and even the start of 2023, we've seen a lot of layoffs in tech companies. But it seems to be more of a need for tech workers in this climate and sustainability space. And I was wondering what's your opinion on that and if you do see that as a growing trend?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, climate tech has been less affected than other sort of tech areas. And I think that's perhaps recognition, firstly, of the fact this is a huge problem that isn't going away. But I think, secondly, from our perspective, the larger corporates that we're working with, they've made public commitments and, they need to adhere to those public commitments. And so, that means that, we're focusing on how can we get access to high quality projects at fair pricing. And, I think there's the understanding of the severity of the biodiversity and climate crisis has helped, keep focus and momentum within the sector.
Well, Oliver, this is really fascinating what you're doing at Earthly, and I think it's connecting with nature as an investment and also the technology that's emerging from this process. It seems that that's another way that's drawing people in and getting them more involved and wanting to invest responsibly. So, Oliver Bolton, CEO of Earthly, thank you so much for joining me on Tech Strong TV. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much for having me.